Chanting the holy names of Krishna means, Krishna, please engage me in your service. So asking Krishna to engage in someone else's service is not really the theme. When Srila Prabhupada was seriously, or having the pastime of being seriously ill in America, I believe it was 1967, he asked the devotees to chant. He introduced the chanting of Namaste Narasimhaya Prahalada Hlada Dayane, this well-known, now it's well-known in ISKCON. Then he asked the devotees to chant that and request Nrsimhadev to protect their spiritual master, because his work is not yet done. So there's an example of specifically chanting with a specific purpose. But I don't see that Srila Prabhupada, he asked devotees to chant rounds for others or chant the holy names for others. This has all been introduced later. So where does this come from? It seems to be... I remember as a child we used to have that in the Christian tradition of saying, chanting extra rosaries for others or something like that. But ultimately we have to do our chanting ourselves. You can't, just like for instance, I can't ask one of my disciples that I'm busy today, you chant my rounds for me. It doesn't work. We have to chant ourselves and pray ourselves to Krishna that you please engage me in your service. Not that we can ask someone else to chant for us, or that chanting is done for someone else. The chanting of the Maha Mantra is that we have to, that's the system, that we have to personally engage in it, and then we have to personally pray to Krishna for that. So Srila Prabhupada gave that chanting specifically because Nrsimhadev is specifically invoked for protection, for service for the Lord. So there's an example of how we can chant, asking Krishna to, or Nrsimhadev, who is Krishna, to protect a devotee for their service so that they can continue to perform their service. But this idea of chanting rounds for someone else, this is, like I say, this is something introduced after Srila Prabhupada departed, or chanting the holy names for someone. I don't find this in the broader Gaudiya tradition or in Shastra. Of course, it's always good to chant the holy names, but we have to see with what intention we chant with is essential to the understanding of whether we're chanting Nama Parad, Nama Bhas, or Shuddhanam. So, as a basic rule of thumb, if our acharyas didn't give it, and if you don't find any precedent in tradition or in Shastra, it's suspect. So there are many things which might seem good, but they may not be very good. So better stick closely to what Srila Prabhupada gave us.
The question in the same context, same connection, that then what can be the other thing we can greet with them? I mean, this part.
For greeting devotees, yeah, you can have a... When a devotee comes, especially if there's a senior, respected devotee, can have kirtan. We always had that for Srila Prabhupada. Often you see when someone sits to give a class or They say, now we'll greet them by chanting like this and that. But the greeting is actually done when they arrive in a place. That's when it's done, not when they're already there and they sit on the Vyasasana. That's not the time for greeting. It should have been done previously. Just like it sometimes happens to me that I come to a place and when I'm leaving they want to wash my feet. They say, oh, sorry, we forgot to do it when you came. But you know, there's a certain time for everything. Greeting others is not done after they arrive. It's when they arrive. That is done by kirtan, by washing feet, by offering garlands. All these are aspects of greeting.
In Bengal, some places when someone is dying, they'll put some Ganga Jal in mouth and chant Hare Krishna mantra in the ears. Yeah. So, is it related to this?
Yeah, in Bengal, and not only in Bengal, but Ganga Jal is put in the mouth of a dying person. The holy names are chanted, especially in Bengal, when someone is dying. Yeah, so that's good. That's according to Shastra, to put Ganga Jal in the mouth to help people to pass over the world of birth and death and go to Krishna. So yes, if someone's incapable, you can chant the holy names so they can hear. That's good. When we chant, especially when we chant loudly, that's not only for ourselves, that's for helping others also. So that's there, that others may hear and benefit by chanting loudly. But if, just like for instance, you, a senior devotee comes and you greet them by chanting and you think you're helping them by chanting, the idea that you can help a senior is antithetical to Vaishnav culture. They help you, that's the understanding. So it's just like sometimes devotees refer to so-and-so Swami and his disciples and well-wishers. Well-wisher means a senior. They mean people, I guess they mean people are not his disciples, but are followers in some sense. So we should understand all these principles.